Internet Marketing Radio.
As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Get out there and leave us a few comments and help us improve the show.
Episode 3.
This week I got a special treat for you. I'm going to cover how I made $189,000 from a single page website. So it ought to be pretty exciting. Hope it's good content for you. Goes into a lot of technical details about how I did it, so just bear with me, and you might have to listen to it a couple times, but really good content. Hope you enjoy it. So let's start at the beginning, how I found out about internet affiliate marketing. I was working at a large mortgage internet company, one that's well known today, based here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that company offered an internet affiliate program. And I had no idea what internet affiliate programs were. And one month we had a guy who we owed $100,000 to because we were paying at that time about $10 per application, and he had sent us like 10,000 people. So I had the marketing guy come to me and ask me, I'm a technical guy by nature, and that's what I do for a living. He came in and asked me, you know, what is this guy doing? Where is he getting all these leads and stuff? And I figured out that he was getting most of his traffic from MSN. And Microsoft MSN at the time was the default web page and also the default search engine for every browser deployed. So unless you changed your default home page, you were going to MSN for your searches primarily. And this guy had built a 5-page website, which was around car loans and automobile loans and mortgage loans, stuff like that. And he was getting all of his traffic from those 5 pages into MSN and then redirecting that traffic to this company. And that's how he's getting so many referrals from users to this particular website at $10 a piece. So I found that quite interesting that he was able to make that kind of money per month and without really doing a whole lot. Other than he had sort of cornered the market on the MSN search pages. So I figured, you know, hey, I'd give it a try and see what I could do. You know, I figured if I did only, you know, 10% as good as him, I would be making, you know, 10 grand a month, and that would be pretty cool. So I said, hey, let me give you a shot. So the story I'm going to tell you is about how I was able to take a 1-page website and turn it into $189,000. I made this money using internet affiliate marketing. For those of you who don't know what internet affiliate marketing is, it's basically you're just a middleman between a person who wants to sell a product and a person who wants to buy a product. The nice part about internet affiliate marketing is it costs the buyer no more to buy the product from you with your commission fee involved than it does for them to buy the product directly from the manufacturer. So the consumers don't end up paying more, and therefore it's a good deal for all parties involved. You've got a person who's manufacturing the product who now has more exposure to new customers because they have more affiliates who are out there promoting their product. You have a consumer who's being introduced to products they may otherwise not see and also getting those products at the same price they would get if they went to the website directly. And you also have people in the middle who are able to make money to fund their websites or whatever they may choose to use the money for. And I got all my traffic for this website through internet search engines. The primary search engine I targeted, of course, was Google, because Google has, you know, the most traffic, and being in Google can make or break your business, as most people know. The product was Net Detective. It's sold by Harris Digital Publishing out of Florida. I wrote a 68-page ebook, which you can download from my website, chrisclark.com. You can get that ebook from my website at chrisclark.com. If you look at the very top there, it has a link for my book. And if you click that link, you're taken to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com/chrisclark, and you can download the book there. But it goes into all the details about how I did this and covers all the different strategies I used and exactly how I set everything up. So the basic principle of what I did here was, I thought to myself, how am I going to get a lot of traffic to this web page? I'd been doing internet affiliate marketing for a while. Probably around 1999 is when I started this, so it's been a while ago. And I still use it today. And one of the things I came up with is, you know, I had to get a lot of keywords that related to people wanting to find information about their parents or their spouse or hunt down their old boyfriend or girlfriend, that kind of thing. So one of the things I did is I went out and used several different keyword tools, which I cover in the book, Overture and Google, some different things, and got a lot of keywords in there. And I created a web page, this single-page website, that what it does is every time the page loads, it comes up with a random string of keywords. Now, these keywords in the page are obviously optimized in the, you know, keywords and title tag and H1 tag and all that kind of stuff, so that it's actually the page is search engine optimized for a high ranking based on those particular keywords. So the keywords, you know, relate to all different kinds of topics about particulars that are related to this product. So when the Google spiders or whatever internet search engine spiders come to read the page, what they do is they get a new, fresh version of the page every time they load it. For those of you who don't know what a search engine spider is, it's the program machine that Google or other search engines use to actually go out and read all this content. Obviously, they're not reading the content manually. They have programs that are set up to go out and what they call spider the internet, which is go to every page that it can find and load that page and find all links on that page and then visit those links, onward and onward and onward, and as sites link to other sites, new domains are discovered, then the search engine just builds this ongoing list of links to visit and eventually visits all of the known links that it knows about. Now, obviously, loading the same page over and over again, they're going to detect the URL and they're going to know that, hey, this is a single page. So what I did on my server, and this is key, is I set my default 404 page to be actually the same page over and over again. So if you don't know what a 404 page is, it's basically the file not found page. So if you put in a URL and you try to access it on a server and that page doesn't exist for whatever reason, you end up getting the 404 page, which tells you that, hey, sorry, your resource doesn't exist, what you're trying to find is not here. Maybe you should go to the home page or whatever it may be. So I just changed mine on my server to always bring back a good quality page. So what happens is the search engines come in and they load a URL, and instead of returning a 404 message, it actually returns a 200 message, which is typically a HTTP code for OK, here's your web page. Now, generally, every page on the internet that's a valid web page returns a 200 code, so the search engine thinks this is a good page and everything's great. So search engines don't see it as a redirect, they don't see it as a missing page, they see it as a valid web request that returns a 200, and it sends back the content. And since, you know, search engines are pulling back numerous pages with different URLs from my website, and I'll cover that in a minute, what happens is they see all these pages as unique, real pages that exist on the website. So at the end of the day, what I end up with is a lot of valid pages in Google with under ranking of a lot of different keywords, which all return to the same page. So you can imagine what that does. It basically sends lots and lots of people to my website, and then some of those people will click through and earn me money. So you can't just use the single page with a bunch of keywords on it and expect Google's going to dive endlessly on there. So another thing that I have to have in my page is actually some code that generates 10 random links. So every time you load this single page, it generates 10 random links, which none of them exist on the server, and they're all generated in such a fashion that it appears that they're keyword related. So if I were selling used cars, maybe the page appears to be myserver.com/usedcars.html or something like that. Or myserver.com/newcars.html. And if you own myserver.com, sorry, I'm just using that as an example. It's not a real site that I own or anything like that. So those words in the URL also help the page to rank higher. Does it help a lot? Well, I don't know. It does help some to have the name and your domain name and your page name and your path name. But really, the contents of the page is really the thing that's going to get you the ranking. So in doing that, every time this single page loads, it's generating these random links. So what happens with a search engine spider, if you can just imagine this, it's sort of like a pyramid effect. So the spider comes into a new page that it just discovered, and it can be through a variety of means. You could have submitted it to Google, you could have not submitted it to Google and put it on a website that Google visits quite often and it discovers it. But regardless, Google comes to your first link. And from that first link, it sees that that page is optimized for some keywords. And it also sees that there's 10 other pages that this page links to, and they're on your server. Now, one of the things I did to vary this method is I actually registered a lot of domain names. And the links that I link to are not only my server, but they're actually different domain names. They're all pointing to the exact same site. But regardless, forget that for now. What you want to think about is just a pyramid. So the search engine comes in at the first page and it sees 10 links. So it visits those 10. So underneath the first thing at the top of your pyramid, you have 10 new items. And from those 10 new items, it's going to find 10 more new items. And from those 10, it's going to find 10 more. So you can see how this is exponentially growing downward. The search engine spider will finally just give up because every page that it finds seems to know about 10 more pages. So it's going to index hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of pages, all related to different keywords, all around the same topic, all very on topic for what you're selling. Now, if you were sending in lots of URLs for, you know, high-ranking words, you know, Britney Spears and sex and whatever, that people seem to search for quite a bit, then I would say that's pure spam. It's garbage. People aren't going to find any value in searching and finding your page. But as long as it's relevant to what they're searching for and it is something that would help people, I think it's fine. You're never going to know what someone's searching for. And as long as your variation of keywords remains in a very narrow space on topic to what people are searching for, I think it's good. You want to make sure that your site has some content and has, you know, some value of anybody who actually goes to it. It's not just like one big banner at the top that says click here. But you know, my page has, you know, probably several hundred words about the software and what it does and how it helps people, and people can readily make a decision right from that page as to whether they want to commit and go forward or not. So I went through that pretty quick, but I mean, basically there's two concepts you need to understand. One of which is the concept that a 404 page can exist on your server that actually is your root content. And when sites visit your site with an invalid URL, they get a valid request back. The other thing is that when your page is created, it must be on topic, have lots of keywords on that topic, and also create links to itself for URLs on your server that don't exist, which will allow you to basically be spidered endlessly by the search engines for keywords and things that you're trying to sell. So again, remain on topic, find keywords, focus on a very narrow, specific set of keywords related to your topic, and you can repeat this method over and over again for different products. But it's a good way to make money. I use it today to make money. It requires no maintenance, and you can let a site run for years and produce checks every month, and you don't really have to do anything. So that's just one way to do it. There's other topics we'll cover later. Like I said, if you want more details about this method, you know, go to my website. There's an ebook download there that'll cover all the details. Well, that wraps the show for this week. As always, we're looking for your comments out on chrisclark.com about the podcast. Get out there and leave us a few comments and help us improve the show. Thanks a lot.